Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Yeah, so in my five things this morning, I spoke about our winning comrades, marathoners. Congratulations to everyone who did run and finish, and even ran and didn't finish. But the thing that we need to talk about is that the 95th edition of the Comrades Marathon, the female race, was won by a Russian by the name of Alexandra Morozova. So this is... this is now where we start to light the flames of controversy.
What's the controversy?
Okay. So, Darren Moore, you follow sports. We also have been following what's been happening between Russia and the Ukraine. So, Alexandra is Russian. And yes, if you see what's happened across the world in terms of sports, Russian athletes have been banned.
Okay, so she shouldn't have run.
So she shouldn't have run, but she appealed to the Pietermaritzburg High Court. And they said, yes, you can run.
Yeah.
But then they said she would have to start in the H batch.
Okay, right.
So, you know, in front, the elite athletes are there. But she's an elite athlete. Yeah. She's finished second multiple times with the comrades. She then also appealed, and then they're like, okay, you can run with the elite, but you can't win the prize money. So you can finish first if you win, but that's about it.
Oh, so the High Court basically ruled you can run, but you can't compete.
You can compete, Darren, because she got everything that she could get for a winner.
Did the High Court say, you can win, we're just not going to give you the prizes?
So you can run with elite athletes, not that you can win. The High Court can't say you can win. Yeah. We can run with the elite athletes, but then the money, we're not going to give you money. Because this is not a South African thing, this is World Athletics thing.
I think the High Court was being very, very unfair to her. I think they should have just followed with international policy. If Medvedev can't play tennis, and he was ranked number one, at one point, and if Russian athletes, if Mazepin can't race in Formula One, if Russian athletes are being sanctioned all over the world because of Russia's invasion of an illegal invasion of a sovereign state, then no one should compete. Why are the rules different here than anywhere in the world?
Before I jump on that, my whole thing is, and I always get so unfortunately when it comes to money in South Africa, I don't trust us. My whole thing is, where's this cash going? Because that's $250,000 that's now sitting somewhere is meant for her.
So there's a press conference today with the official prize giving, and hopefully we'll get some clarity, more clarity on that. But I would presume that it will be spread amongst the other 9 athletes.
You don't think they would send it into some sort of CSI project, you know, for development funding?
I don't want to be.
So I also, and you know, guys, I'm not into sport like you are. So maybe I'm just coming at this from a female perspective, Women's Month, all of this, and hear me out. And obviously, the men that are running Russia have made some horrific choices.
Yes.
I feel for this woman. I mean, I feel for Alexandra and how she now has been labeled. But I, Dan and I were talking off air about the fact that it's about showing solidarity with Ukraine for what's happening here. I just don't know how taking a medal or prize money from one woman who fair and square ran and won an ultra marathon.
So the thing is, you mustn't isolate her in terms of it's only Alexandra Morozov, because there were no Russian women athletes at the Olympics. Because they're not allowed.
But what about the ones that were going under neutral?
So neutral is because of the doping. That's different. But if you were Russian, if you are Russian, you are not allowed to come. There's no Russian athletes in the Wimbledon women's draw.
Yeah.
So it's not picking sex. Yeah.
We'll see what happens with the court case and with the final ruling, because this is actually very, very interesting. If they do decide to pay her, so she will have been allowed to compete, and she gets paid and she wins her winnings, it means that South Africa as a country have rejected international sanctions against Russia.
Yeah, but she also ran because she was allowed to. And I know you said, Sky, they said you aren't allowed to get the money if you do win. Is that correct? So she knew what she was in for.
Yes.
But we want to know your thoughts. Do you think it was fair to even let her compete? Do you think that she's won fair and square? Please let us know. 061-792-9495.
Yeah.
All right. Morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
I'm lock a call.
Oh, hey, Stark, get there forward.
Get there, boys.
All right. So, Carl, with this whole situation about Alexandra winning, but also kind of not winning, what do you think? Should she have competed? No?
Yeah, I think that whilst I don't disagree with economic and military and a couple of other different types of sanctions, most of these athletes don't participate willingly under their national flag, especially individual sportsmen, your tennis players, F1 drivers, golfers, runners. They don't necessarily say, hey, I'm here running for Russia. They're doing it for the individual accolades. So, yeah, to sanction those individuals who probably don't even support what their own governments are doing, I don't think that's super fair on those athletes.
So, Kyle, sanctions like take lockdown, for example. You can't have lockdown for some and not for others. It had to be across the board, and that's how the sanctions work. It's sanction anyone in Russia so that the sanctions are that they have teeth, that you really feel them, and that the citizens change their leadership. Mm. As far as that is concerned, some people would argue against you and say, well, she's a Russian like any other Russian who should be sanctioned. Sanctioned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's a tough one. What are your thoughts? Was it even fair to let Alexandra compete in the first place? Now that she has finished, she was told she's not allowed the money. Should we give her the money? What are your feelings on this?
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.